Now, Russia has warned of a global conflict in case the Cold War Iran nuclear pact with the United States collapses. The Russian Foreign Ministry says several global regions could plunge into an arms race or even a direct confrontation if the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty is scrapped. The ministry added that a new blow has been dealt to the global architecture of security and stability. Now, this after a proposal by Moscow for preserving the INF was rejected in a UN vote on Friday. The U.S. has threatened to leave the accord, accusing Russia of failing to comply with it. Moscow also accuses Washington of violating the deal. The agreement was signed by the two nuclear powers in 1987. From Washington, D.C., I'm now joined by just a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you.
Russia and the U.S. are blaming. You know, this blame game is going on. Who has taken a step in the wrong direction?
Well, I don't think the American side is justified in saying we'll pull out of the agreement. When the Russians ask about what is it that we claim they have violated the agreement regarding to this missile, the 9M729, the Russians ask for what evidence there is that they have tested this in a prohibited range, and the Americans say, well, we can't tell you that because it would involve classified sources and methods. Of course, you can say that about anything. And so I think the Russians believe the Americans are acting in bad faith. I think another really mistaken notion about pulling out of this is that the Russians are probably better prepared to respond with deployment of new weapons in this range than we are. President Putin has said that they have the caliber missiles that they use from a sea launch capacity in the Caspian in Syria. They've got hypersonic weapons, and they could even consider putting weapons in the Western Hemisphere, which would equalize the playing field if we're talking about deploying intermediate range weapons in Europe now.
Okay, and speaking about all those, sophisticated weaponry, do you predict that a direct confrontation like what Russia is warning about will take place?
I think there's a great danger that could happen, especially if we see another provocation in Ukraine. Look, I've taken some heart from Donald Trump's decision to pull out of Syria and Afghanistan over the last couple of days. It seems like he's getting rid of some of his bad team. But unfortunately, a lot of bad people still remain, and they want to push this to the limit with the Russians.
All right. Thank you for that, James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst who joined us out of Washington, D.C.